It's good to come to a quiet place like this. There's noises outside, but they're not the kind of noises that really disturb you that much. Unlike the noises of the media. They're just background noises. You put your attention to the breath in the foreground. And it doesn't have to be disturbed by those background noises. After all, the breath is there regardless of whether there's noise or not. It's not being destroyed. So all that's required is you keep your attention there, something that's always present, breath coming in, going out, or being still between the in and out breaths. The trick is getting your attention to be always there, because it so easily slips off. And yet you wonder why. I mean, the noise in the background means nothing to you. Yet that's part of the mind that wants to keep tabs on everything and send out warning signals. There's a passage in John Fun where he talks about getting a group of people out from Bangkok, and he says, whatever noises you hear in the forest, I can guarantee you they're not going to present any danger to you. That's so you can focus on what's really important in the present moment. When the Buddha talks about alertness in the present moment, it's not just general alertness to whatever is coming into your senses. You have to be alert to what you're doing. So be alert to where you're focusing your mind and asking yourself, is this the focus I want to maintain? If it's on the breath, then the answer is yes. And then you watch yourself even more carefully. What are you doing with the breath? This ability to observe yourself in action is going to be really crucial. Because in many ways, the things we know best are what we do, or the things we should be knowing best are what we do, our own actions. Events outside, you can interpret them in all kinds of ways, but the events inside your mind, you should be able to know what's going on. Yet all too often, we're distracted, so we don't really know. What does that leave us with? Just lots of doubts. So here's something you can know. You do this and you get either this level of pleasure or this level of pain as a result. You want to be able to see that clearly, because it's based on that that everything else in the practice builds. Even when the Buddha was teaching his 7-year-old son, he was saying, look at your actions. Look at your intentions before you act so you're clear about what your intentions are. Make sure they're harmless. Look at what you're doing, look at the results while you're doing it and after they're done. That's the area of the awareness that you want to really develop. Because it's based on that you see more carefully what you're doing and the results you're getting. And you keep on digging further and further into that question, and you find that it takes you all the way. So you're focused on the right spot. As long as you're right here, looking at yourself, watching the breath, then it's simply a matter of learning to become more and more sensitive and asking the right questions. But this is where it all happens.